Patient management in the modern physical therapy clinic may become a term much more familiar as the days and weeks and months go by. Our guest on PT Talker this week is an expert and has some interesting information to share. I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Joining us on the line today is Dr. Scott Hebert. He is a DPT physical therapist and graduated from Quinnipiac University in Hamden, Connecticut. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hebert.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Yeah, now, so we were talking a little bit offline that you're a real advocate of patient management, and really that being a term that many of our listeners may not really understand what that means, but patient management using software kind of focused on how to get those volumes up. Tell us a little bit about what you mean.
Exactly. So what we're focused on with patient management, it really is a somewhat of a novel concept in physical therapy. It's used elsewhere in the business communities, similar tools such as customer relationship management software, but that hasn't really transported over to healthcare very much yet. And so what we're really focused on, and as a physical therapist myself, I'm very focused on, is how we can bring this patient management concept into physical therapy and really let it help us all grow and expand our practices. So what we focus on and what patient management really is how do you demonstrate value to your patients consistently? And how do you do that so that you can really focus on a key metric, which is patient retention? Now, that includes both course of care retention, so making sure that you can incentivize your patient to come to all of the approved visits that they're allotted, as well as clinic retention. So keeping your patient involved in your clinic, involved in your system, making sure that if they ever develop another injury, that they end up coming back to your facility, not just where their doctor might refer them to next. So really demonstrating that side of value.
Okay. So obviously now you're advocating some of these tactics or some of these goals of how you want to keep patients involved and coming back to you in order to generate revenue. But how do you go about that? What are the nuts and bolts to that strategy?
Sure. So I run a company called Theravid, and what we are is we're the first patient management platform built specifically for injury rehabilitation. Our first customers are physical therapists, and so what we do is we pull in a lot of different technologies and concepts that you're probably already using in your practice. The benefit with what we can provide with our system is that we keep all the data in one place. So we focus on a few key things, right? So first thing would be we have a traditional home exercise program associated with our system. Now, we've built it to be fast and easy to use, but what's really great about it is that it includes an online patient portal that lets that patient actually interact and utilize a number of features. By doing this, we can actually quantify their engagement level with care, and we keep all this data in one location. So that's just the start, right? So now we can actually see objectively how engaged our patients are with the home component, which is great, but that's not the end of the story. Because what if you could start to tie in other components, such as patient satisfaction, and do so on a regular basis, not just at the end of their treatment? Additionally, what if you could tie in components like how often they're talking about your clinic on Facebook or other social networks, and your social reach that you're actually able to accomplish? The beauty of patient management and where we really focus on adding more value is that you can start to pull all these data sources in one beautiful dashboard so that what you actually start to see is the correlations, the relationships between your engaged patients, your satisfied patients, those ones who are talking about your clinic, spreading more and more trust that you can offer. That's where we really see the advantages.
So I guess practically, if I were using this system, I would pull up a screen every day, and that would give me some data to say how we're doing and where we need to improve and where we're weak, that kind of thing?
Exactly. So we'll break it down. So there's a couple of use cases. On one end, you're going to have your day-to-day physical therapist, staff clinician. Now, they're going to be using our system to do something that they already do every day, and that's prescribe a home exercise routine to their new patients or to their existing patients. That process, simple, easy to use, and effective. Now, as a clinic owner, what you can do is then sit back and watch the data roll in. Our dashboard, you can just pull up, and what you'll be able to see on it is all that data that I was just talking about. How engaged your patients are, how satisfied your patients are with their current treatment, how much they're sharing or talking about your clinic online. And by starting to tie these components in, we really can start to demonstrate value.
Okay, but I'm wondering if some of my listeners might be saying to themselves, okay, I get that sounds great, but by introducing the patient to a home exercise software, how does that data come back into your system that you were just talking about?
Yeah, great point. Sorry that I can clarify that further for you. So anytime your patient has an interaction with the online portal is where you start to collect some data. So every routine that you can create using our system, what it does is you can do it a couple ways. You can create just a general printout that you can hand to the patient just like most systems work today. Or you can have a login code or an access link emailed to them directly. And so with one click of the button, the patient can access their program online. And that's where we can start to collect some data for you. So all this interaction data, whether they're utilizing the service, viewing the video, tracking their workout, letting you know a pain score, setting exercise reminders, all of these pieces of data can start to roll in, and we'll aggregate that for you as the clinic owner on the back end.
Okay. And then some of the other things, how do you interface with, whether they're talking about the clinic or not?
So we built in social sharing components into all of our platform. So we make it easy for the patient to share their successes if they want to. And this is all opted in by the patient, volunteered by the patient, with the goal that as they do so, you can see that sharing activity.
Okay. All right. Now, are there other things that you can do with the software as well, or other things planned for the future?
Yeah, and so just to be clear, a lot of this stuff is currently, we're in a very private beta right now, rolling out a number of these features. And we want to start talking about it because we want to start really getting people to understand the value that this patient management concept has. Right now, that's the start. The beautiful things and the stuff that we're really excited to start looking at is, can we start to interface more and more with some of the EMR data to provide more value to the patients? So can we actually take some of the things that you're collecting, such as range of motion, strength, et cetera, and actually display that in a meaningful way to your patients so that they can see over time how much they're improving as well? This positive feedback loop that you can demonstrate through data visualization can be incredibly valuable to patients of all kinds.
Okay. And so is that something that is coming then?
It's one of those things that we're really passionate about trying to make a reality. I don't have a firm date on when that would be released, however.
Okay. And would that be with any EMR or specific EMRs?
Yeah, we're open to talking to just about any EMR that will listen, but right now we have no firm deadlines on those sorts of things.
Okay. All right, great. Now, anything else you want to add about Theravid?
Yeah, I mean, right now, any of the listeners today who might be interested in trying out some of these components, we would love to talk to you, and it's very easy to sign up to be part of our beta program. All you have to do is visit www.theravid.com, and there's a sign-up link in the top right-hand corner. We'd be happy to talk to you more about this.
Okay, and so is your product commercially available, or are you still all in beta testing?
So right now, we're still in a private beta, so we're selectively bringing on new clinics that fit the demographics that we're looking for.
Okay. And Scott, what are you hearing out there as far as the marketplace and interest in products like yours
future? So it's a very fun time in the PT market. We're seeing a lot of more modern home exercise prescription tools. That's where our product had its roots at first until we realized that there's deeper value sitting behind that. I think it's incredibly exciting, some of the technology that's behind a lot of these things. You're seeing integrations of tools such as Microsoft Connect. You're seeing more and more actual live video collection. All of this technology is great, and it's really exciting to see the advancements of it within physical therapy. The key, I think, to making these successful is how can you translate that technology to provide deeper value back to the therapist?
Yeah. We're hearing about, at PT Talker, I'm hearing about therapists using their cell phones to actually take video of their patient doing the exercise instead of using a video that might show a model. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, we're very, very interested in it. Today, with our initial product release, that's not a feature. We're currently working on our mobile development, and that is integrated in the first generation of our mobile platform. But that's probably about another 6 to 9 months away.
Okay, very good. Scott Hebert, he is the CEO and co-founder. It's actually Dr. Scott Hebert. He's a DPT physical therapist, graduate of Quinnipiac University in Hamden, Connecticut. Starting up this new software venture, I'm speaking to more and more physical therapists who have gotten involved in the non-clinical side or out there in the business world. So good luck to you, Scott.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. Well, I appreciate everyone listening to us out there and telling your friends that PT Talker is free to subscribe to, and each week we will try and bring you expertise, just like we did today with Scott, and hope that you'll spread the word at www.pttalker.com. This is Jeff Ware. I hope this information has been helpful to you and that you will use it to help someone get well today. Thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.